This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Also celebrating the fact that and our last guest, who was an actor, and it's nice that we can actually go and see a play again, which is really exciting. But the wonderful organisation here and the buildings, we know that spire so well. I'm talking about the Arts Centre. It's been closed for many months because, with it being a government building, they had to follow the rules and the standards. So opening up, I came past today on the tram, and even the cafe out the front is open, which has been closed for months. And so it was so lovely to see that. And with all the flags flying just there at the end of St Kilda Road, announcing the fact that all the big concerts are coming to the Myer Music Bowl, which is run by the Arts Centre as well. And also run by the Arts Centre is the Australian Music Vault. And we have the curator, Olivia Jackson, on the line now. Olivia, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And what an exciting time. The Arts Centre is reopening.
I'm very, very excited. It's been far too long since we've had people in our corridors and in our exhibition. I can't wait to get people back in there.
Right. Before we start talking about the Australian Music Vault, let's talk about you for a moment.
Sure.
Give us a background on who you are.
I'm a curator with the Vault, which
yep.
is essentially a curator of popular music. So we work with post-1954 music, Australian music.
Yep.
Before that, I was working at the NGV and Heidi Museum of Modern Art. So I've always worked in the arts.
Okay.
So this is my first performing arts role, which is really exciting.
Because that's a real change, isn't it? You know, visual art to performing art.
It has been a real learning curve, but it's also, I feel like music is such a universally accessible art form that it didn't really feel like much of a shift at all, to be honest with you. And I think as well with music, it's really the audience who come in tend to feel a sort of pride and ownership over what we're doing.
Yep.
I think when people look at Olivia Newton-John's clothes, Kylie Minogue, Peter Allen, people like that, they feel this incredible connection to the performers. And and that's something that's been really wonderful for me to be able to work around. It hasn't actually felt like the biggest shift, to be honest.
Okay. And how long have you been doing it, Olivia?
I've been doing it for, I think, about 3 years.
Okay.
Since before the Vault opened, I was hired specifically to work on this exhibition. But
right.
The Australian Music Vault has sort of, a lot of the objects in it have been drawn from the Performing Arts Collection, which
yep.
the Arts Centre has had since the 70s.
Yep. Okay, and the Australian Music Vault was started by people like Michael Kudinski, Kylie herself, and Molly Meldrum.
Mm-hmm, and Archie Roach.
Yep.
And then when we opened, Tina Arena became one of our patrons as well.
Right, okay. And so it's the whole gamut of the performing arts per se. A lot of it Melbourne, but a lot of it Melbourne-based, but it takes in the whole of Australia, doesn't it?
It does. We try very hard to be as national as we can. We certainly have musicians from all over Australia in the exhibition. I mean, we have a wonderful live music scene here in Melbourne, but there is also fantastic stuff happening everywhere.
So. Yep. Well, you mentioned yeah. Peter Allen earlier, and he was a New South Wales boy, wasn't he? Tenerfield, which we know.
He was.
And I'll never forget, and I've even still got the postcards, and I've got them on my on a wall at home from the exhibition that you guys did. It was before you were there, on Peter Allen, all his
yeah.
costumes and his shoes, and you're like, it was such a great exhibition because it followed on from the Kylie exhibition that then went overseas, and so
yeah.
you know, like, you've got some great great pieces from Peter Allen.
We do. I mean, it's really one of my first weeks on the job, that the way they teach you to use the collection is, you know, we have this computer system and you have to look up items and then go find them, because we have over 680,000. It's really hard to, you've got to learn the location system.
Wow.
And like one of my first days on the job, I looked up the shirt that Peter wore in the film clip for I Go to Rio.
Yep.
And, you know, you go down through this, like, cavernous archive underneath the art center, and, you know, you go through these clothing racks, and then all of a sudden there's this shirt that means so much to so many people, and it's just this beautiful thing that's been beautifully preserved. It's got, I think he mended it himself, so it's got all his own stitches through it when he's given little tears and things like that. And there's just so much history in these objects.
Yeah.
And in the vault of them. Sorry, you go.
Yeah, no, but it must be just wonderful, you know, like, to being that close to, you know, like, pieces of clothing that somebody famous like him wore, and you know, like, and then we, you know, like, you put it in a casing or on a model, and then they're in front of us to see, which I always love going into the vault to actually experience, seeing firsthand the instead of seeing a photo, seeing it in the flesh.
It's a pretty extraordinary job. I mean, if I do say so myself, I think it's a pretty great exhibition as well. We change the content really regularly, so there's always something new to see when you come in. But we'll always have, because we do hold the entire collection, you can be kind of assured that you'll see something from Kylie and something from Peter Allen. But then we do bring in a lot of other musicians, so we have the privilege of working with a lot of contemporary musicians currently to work with them to put things on display. So we have the really fantastic dress that Dami Im, when she performed for Australia in Eurovision.
Oh, wow.
We've got really amazing, we've got a tunic that Chrissy Amphlett wore when she was performing with Divinyl.
Fantastic.
We've got Kate Sobrano loaned us a very fantastic outfit by Christopher Graff that he made her for performance. It's quite a job. It's quite a place.
Yeah. And so what are you doing, Olivia, to actually, kickstart the whole exhibition again?
Well, we're really excited to be having some live music to kickstart it.
Excellent.
It's been something we've been doing while we've been locked down. We had a digital platform where we had people like Alice Skye, Ziggy Rama, Cash Savage and the Teskey Brothers performing.
Yep.
We actually do have another digital concert coming up with Mojo and Orchestra Victoria. But then on Friday and Saturday nights at 5:30 out on the forecourt, from the 15th of January, you'll be able to come in and see the vault, and then you'll also be able to sit down with a glass of wine at the Protagonist, which you mentioned earlier, our beautiful Golden Pavilion Cafe.
Yep.
And we've got people like Bumpy performing, who I'm very, very excited to see live. She has got the voice of an angel. And then also people like Guy Blackman, Kota Kroma, Nat Vaser, Girlatones, just lots of people.
Right, and this is all for free.
Yeah, it's all for free. You don't even have to book for the performance. You do have to book the exhibition, because we are
of course
safely,
social distancing.
Exactly. But the concerts are outside, so you don't even have to book. You can just come up and get a drink and sit down and listen to some music.
Yep.
And it's also been curated by Emily Ullman, who is the genius behind Isolade, which was the Instagram festival that kind of kept me sane during lockdown and listening to live music.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that, we look at it, you know, we've spoken to people from the NGV in the last few weeks with Triennial happening, and they haven't been there. Now, you wouldn't have been allowed to have been at the Arts Centre as well, because, you know, like, especially considering it's a government building, and they would have had very strict rules. So you would have been working from home a lot of late.
I've been working out of my lounge room. which is, it's kind of hard to do a lot of what we do from home. I've had a lot of phone meetings with artists, but we haven't been doing any object work. But we've kind of moved everything digital. But I'm so excited to get back on site. We did have a couple of days in June when we thought we were maybe going to be able to open, where we were there and ready to go. And then, alas,
we went into stage four right at that time, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah, like days later, you know, we're very flexible. I was happy to be there then, and I'm happy to be going in now, to be honest.
Yeah, fantastic. So when does it all kick off? Is it the 15th of January? Is that right?
15th of January, that's it.
Right.
Yep. And then from there, we've got kind of rolling openings through the buildings. So the bar is opening in February, which is the bar, B-A-R-R-E.
Yep.
In the side of the building, and then we're going to have, we're looking at performances, indoor performances from March.
Right, okay.
Which I'm really excited about.
And, of course, as I mentioned that at the top of the interview, that the My Music Bowl will be happening.
Oh, my God, yes. I'm very excited. I've got tickets to see Sampa the Great, and I can't believe I'm going to a live music venue of that scale. And, you know, it's going to be amazing.
Well, I saw her perform on the forecourt of the Arts Centre a couple of years back.
I was at that gig too.
I probably bumped into you.
Yeah,
that was for the Australian Music Prize, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was. And she ended up winning.
She did.
Won at that point, but then, yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. Well, she just won ARIA Awards this last year as well, didn't she?
Yeah.
So
her most recent album's amazing.
Yeah, so forerunner there. All right, so how do we find out more about her? What's the Arts Centre's website?
So the Arts Centre's website is artscentremelbourne.com.au. The Australian Music Vault website is australianmusicvault.com.au. And we've also got a special Music Bowl Hub website, which is Live at the Bowl.
Right.
And that gives you all the information about facing and who's playing and things like that.
So and
it's
so,
a trio of places.
Right. So I didn't realise that you actually had a separate website for the Vault. So you don't actually have to go through the Arts Centre website to find it. You go straight to the Australian Music Vault.
You do. If you want to book into the exhibition, we are kind of booking after the spaces under one hub. So to book in, you go to the Arts Centre's website.
Oh, okay.
But
yep.
All of our digital content lives on the Vault website. So we did this really, I feel like I'm tooting my own horn, but a really incredible interview series with a lot of the industry's heavyweights throughout the early years of the exhibition that we've been dropping online through lockdown. So we've got people like Judith Durham, Tina Arena, you know, really long form, like they're sort of around an hour.
Yeah.
And really they get in-depth histories of the performers. And we've also got a series that some of my colleagues did called Banding Together on there, which is, it was music industry's response to COVID in real time, which we felt was really important to capture. And that's all going to go into the collection as well. So we've got a lot of digital assets on our website.
Right, okay. And you actually mentioned Judith Durham's name. Do you remember, not remember because you wouldn't have been there, but do you know the amount of people that saw the Seekers at the Maya Music Bowl where it broke a record? Do you know how many
it was? 240,000.
Yeah, 240,000. Imagine it would have been crazy.
I mean, our capacity, I don't know it off the top of my head. I think it's about 60,000.
Yep.
You can view the photos of the crowd online, and you can also come into the vault and see the dress that she was wearing during that performance.
Wow.
Which is on display at the moment.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Olivia Jackson, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, a pleasure. The Australian Music Vault is reopening on the 15th of January. Get down there and check it out. You do have to, as Olivia said, you do have to book a ticket to go. It's free, but you've got to book a ticket to go into the vault because it's indoors. But the concerts on the outside, you just roll up. Lovely chatting with you, and we'll, you never know, we might bump into you in the corridors there one day.
Hopefully. Have a good afternoon.
Right, thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Oh, how wonderful. Isn't it exciting to think that people are getting back into their jobs and all this hard work that they've done, lining it all up? You're on Joy 94.9.
People thinking about becoming foster carers, I would say, give it a go.
The thing that we love most about being carers is actually seeing them grow and see their own personalities now as well.
So if you give them some warmth or you reach out to them in some way, they will respond accordingly. Watching a child growing in care is very heartwarming, and that's your reward.
Open your heart. Open your home. Become a foster carer. Call 1800 013 088 to find out more.
Joy sponsor.
And you are on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine. And yes, and I'm David Hunt, if you didn't know who I was.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.